the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We want you to stay well, and this program will help you because it will help you take control of your genes to live the best life you can, to get a second chance if you want it, but a first chance is always there too, and you can live healthy just like everybody else. In fact, that's the lead story today. The healthy habits of young women, these were nurses, lead to long-term health benefits. We'll talk about that. That's probably the best story or the most important story of the week. We'll also talk about the House firing a shot at the ACA or healthcare law, what we call Obamacare, seeking to alter the coverage rule to a 40-hour work week for, if you will, as a full employment, so that anyone at 39 hours would not have to be covered by an employer. That obviously would decrease employees covered, but I'm going to tell you why it won't. And that's really a secret, because demographics matter, and we'll come back to what I mean by demographics matter. A new antibiotic works in test tubes that won't work in humans. Well, it helps against many resistant bacteria. It goes back to how we first discovered antibiotics. Bristol and Myers and Robbins all did this together in upstate New York. They looked at ground. That is, they dug up around trees and found bacteria that survived and why they were surviving and what products they were putting out. And that was the set of antibiotics that were discovered after penicillin and streptomycin. This is a new one that's coming along the same way. Two leading Ebola vaccines appear safe in human trials. Now further tests are starting. That's great news because it is a new vaccine development. We'll talk more about that. Many health insurers do not cover anti-obesity medicines. It's almost like obesity isn't a disease, but it has been declared one. It never used to be. It is declared one. We'll talk more about that too. And extra antioxidants in your diet make little difference to lifespan. Well, in fact, that's the key we knew about, we wrote about as long ago as 1999. It's the antioxidants inside your cell. And that talks about also what it is in avocados and walnuts that actually decrease cardiovascular events. Walnuts decrease cardiovascular events. Walnuts and avocados decrease LDL. Maybe they both do the same thing, but walnuts definitely do it. California measles outbreak linked to Disneyland. What do we mean by that? Should you get, if you don't have a child or your children or somebody doesn't have children who are immunized fully, what should you tell them about immunization? Stanford may have just cured Alzheimer's disease in mice model. And there's a new protein that blocks the clearing mechanism. We'll talk about why or why this doesn't have relevance to you. Our guest in the first hour, wonderful guest, the Vegetarian Flavor Bible. This is really a breakthrough book. Many people think that flavor isn't present in vegetarian meals. Well, you can make it taste. You can make healthy taste great. And this book and the author, Karen Pace, will be on to talk to us about why and what flavors it is. We had one of the people call in last week. In fact, I don't know if Karen Page has this in her book, but it was they were making they had heard about turmeric as an anti-inflammatory. We're trying it in their smoothies in the morning. It tasted horrible, they said, but as soon as they added cinnamon to it, it tasted great and, in fact, changed the color of the mix. So it made it look good and tasted great. So I said, how much cinnamon? And they said, I just sprinkle in a little. We'll talk to Karen Page about all the other things you can do to make vegetarian taste great. 52% of us have a vegetarian meal once or more a week, while only 2% of us are truly vegetarians. We'll talk to her about what that means. And that is also part of that story about the healthy habits of young women lead to long-term health benefits. Fit but fat theory, that is fat but fit. That is, if you're fat but fit, do you have the same benefits as being fat, fit, and thin? The answer is no. Fat adds to it, but maybe not as fast as one thinks. Less booze, more veggies may lower the odds for some cancers, prostate, breast, and colon were the cancers. Eating whole grains linked to a longer life. What do we mean by that as well? And in the second hour, well, I won't even talk to you about the second hour, but we're going to talk about cold weather questions and flu in a little bit. Bridget, you're on the line. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Do you have a favorite story this week?
I really liked a few of them. There's a lot of nutrition stories this week. I liked, in particular, the extra antioxidants may make little difference in lifespan. And I also liked the avocado story.
Okay, well, we'll come back to those. I want to read you one thing you shouldn't have in your diet that sounds healthy. I got this from Consumer Science in the Public Interest at nutritionaction.com. It's a free newsletter email, if you will. Their newsletter is great. It's not free, but it's very inexpensive.
Great.
And this Applebee's turkey sandwich is definitely on our what not to eat list. It contains a day's worth of saturated fat and over half a day's calories. Shaved turkey breast served on warm, toasted 9-grain bread with melted cheddar cheese, basil pesto mayo, and applewood smoked bacon. That's how Applewood describes its new fried green tomato and turkey club sandwich. Slices of southern fried green tomatoes give it an extra crunch, adds the chain. The fried tomatoes and bacon might give you pause, but turkey breast, 9-grade bread, and basil sure sound like less of a splurge than, say, Applebee's Reuben sandwich or its roast beef, bacon, mushroom melt. Wrong. The turkey club has 1,210 calories, 19 grams a day's worth, 20 grams is a day's worth of saturated fat, between the existing fat globules in your belly and arteries. The Reuben and roast beef have only 17 or 18. That doesn't make them good. None of these are good. How would you order it? Order it without the cheese and without the mayo and without the smoked bacon. It should taste just as good. And then you cut the calories more than half and you cut the saturated fat by 2/3. So that's one of the things. Applebee's also has under 550 calories in Weight Watchers sections on its menu. All the items there have far too much salt. Consumer Science in the Public Interest happens, but it looks pretty good. You could do a lot worse than Napa chicken and portobellos or roasted portobellos. So that's it's all relative, but I thought you'd like to know that one. When we come back from the break, maybe we'll try and get it before the break, but it's probably the most important study. Healthy habits of young women lead to long-term health benefits. So these were 88,000 women participating in the Nurses Health Study who were between roughly 30 and 45 at the start of this study. They looked at six criteria, but you only have to know five. Smoking, weight less than half your height, waist less than half your height, do 2.5 hours of some kind of physical activity a week, that's 30 minutes a day, that's all it takes, consume a little alcohol, and eat a healthy diet. Well, after 20 years of follow-up, they had 92% lower risk of heart cardiovascular events than those who didn't do any one of those things, or a 92% risk for coronary artery disease compared to their compatriots. We'll come right back and we'll talk more about that since Bridget's in that magical age, but this is a way of staying healthy. Unfortunately, only 3% of the nurses, 5% of the nurses did those things. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.